Allah, help me understanding of Islam. Allah, help me understanding of Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome once again dear viewers of Madani Channel to another episode of Articles of Faith. Inshallah, in today's episode, we're going to be discussing a topic which is something that anyone, whether Muslim, non-Muslim, male, female, young or old, anyone who is living in this world accepts as a reality. But before we go into the topic, let's listen to an excellence of recitation of Salat and Salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever recites Salat upon me 3 times in a day and 3 times in the night, showing devotion and affection towards me, it is upon the mercy of Allah to forgive the sins that he committed during that day and that night. Subhanallah. This is the benefit of reciting Durood-e Pak upon our Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to recite it with love and devotion. You know, some people just have the spin in the hand and they're just merely just reciting it. But when we're reciting, we should have that devotion in our heart. That Ya Rasulullah, O Prophet of Allah, O the Habib of Allah, you are deserving of my peace and blessings upon you. My peace and blessings upon you. I am giving this as a gift to you. This is what intentions we should have in our hearts. And also try to picture the green dome or picture the golden gates of Madinatul Munawwarah where the Prophet ﷺ is residing in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. Try to picture that and send the Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet ﷺ in nice and in a much respected manner. And inshallah, the more respect we have, the more utmost affection we show to the Prophet ﷺ, then inshallah we will receive more benefit as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, a reality that everyone has to go through, something that no one denies, something which is guaranteed, something that when we came into this world, it's something that we are waiting for. And that, my dear viewers, is death. Al-mawtu babun kullu nafsin dakhiluha. Death is such a door that every individual has to enter it. Al-mawtu qadhun kullu nafsin sharibuha. And death is such a drink that every individual has to drink it. It's something that everyone has to go through. Whether young or old, boy or girl, anyone will have to face death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Translation, that every soul shall taste death. We are all going to die one day, and a reality that everyone accepts. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, what is the definition of death? Death is the separation of the soul from the body. When the soul leaves the body and is traveling to the next realm, the realm of the barzakh, which is the world of the souls. That transition, the leaving of the soul to the from the body, is death. Barzakh is that realm in where the souls reside after one's death. And they reside there all the way till before the day of Qiyamah. All humans and jinns have to live there as per their ranking. So everyone has different ranks in the realm or the alam of barzakh. Some have a higher status, some have a lower status as per what they were in the world. And every person has a fixed amount of time, a fixed lifespan in this world. It can neither be increased nor can it be decreased. The time of death which has been set for you will definitely reach you at that time. Not a moment after, not a moment before. And Sayyidina Malikul Maut, who is also known as Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wasalam, the archangel, he will come and appear and remove the soul from the body. And the person will observe that on his left, on his right, in front of him, there are angels surrounding him. If this person was a righteous person, then it will be the angels of mercy that will be surrounding him. And if this person was someone of disbelief, someone of evil, then angels of punishment will be surrounding him. And the person who was a believer, his soul will be taken out from the body very nice and easily. And some of the signs that have been mentioned in the hadith are, for example, sweat on the forehead, a tear in the eye. These are signs of a person's good death. But if a person was a disbeliever, a person was an evildoer, then around him will be the angels of torment, and the soul will be yanked out from the body with excruciating pain. At that moment, the reality of Islam will become evident. That will become so evident, even more brighter than the sun. But at this time, bringing iman is of no use, as this is the time of the person's end. Even after death, the soul is connected to the body, and it feels everything that the body go through. The body that go through any pain, any other kind of feeling or senses, the body feels that as well as the soul. For example, in the world, when we put the hot water on, we feel that the water of the temperature is hot. When we put the cold water on, we feel that the temperature of the water is cold. The soul and the body also feels that after death as well. And the soul has its own sensation through which it feels happiness or sadness. And the exact same conditions continue to be experienced throughout the realm of, or the time duration of, the barzakh. After death, as we have mentioned, souls are given different rankings as per what they were in this world. If they were believers, then they are given a high ranking. And if they were disbelievers, then they are given a low ranking. The souls of the believers, some of them reside in the well of Zamzam. Some of them are roaming around the earth. Some of them reside on top of the graves of their own body. Some of them reside in the skies. And Allah has created seven skies. There are seven heavens. Skies, heavens, they're both synonyms. Allah has created seven of them. And as well as seven skies, Allah has also created seven earths as well, one below the other. And Allah decorated the first sky with stars, as mentioned in Surah Al-Mulk. So the souls of the pious individuals, some of them in the Zamzam well, some on top of their graves, some will be on each sky as well, as per their ranking. Above the seven skies is the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the souls will be residing next to the Arsh of Allah, and some in Illijin, a place which is for the highest of highest souls. For example, the souls of the Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, the souls of the pious are there. But wherever the soul is, it is still connected with the body. It hears the words, it hears the sounds, everything that is going around the body. And it's explained in a hadith as well. For example, it says in the hadith that it is like a bird that was caged and now has set free. That is like the soul after death. And the accursed souls, the souls of the disbelievers, they will be in the lower sections of the earth. Some of them will be on where the crematorium is. So some people that are burned after being dead, after death, they are cremated. So they will be, their souls will be next to their crematoriums. Some will be on top of their graves. Some will reside in a canal in Yemen. Some will be on the first earth, some on the second, third, all the way down to the seventh. And some will be below this in a bottomless abyss, by the name of Sijjin. So this, there will be a place below the seven earths, which is known as Sijjin. And the souls will be, the evil souls, the souls of the disbelievers will be trapped in that area. And again, however, wherever the soul may be, they will still recognize and feel those that have visited them, those that are around them, they will feel and experience them as well. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, to believe that the souls will re-enter into a different body, whether that's a body of an animal or a body of another human after death, which is known as reincarnation. This is completely baseless, and there is no belief of this in Islam. In fact, to believe such thing is disbelief, kufr. The one who believes that the soul will disintegrate and will perish after death, just like the body, the soul will also finish, then that person is a person of corrupt beliefs. The soul lives on, it does not die. The soul does not die. And except for the humans and the jinns, all other creations of Allah can hear what the deceased is saying. The deceased can, yes, speak after death. The deceased will speak after death, but only the ears of other than the humans and the jinns will be able to hear what they say. When the deceased is laid down in the grave will squeeze him. Now this is for every single individual. The grave squeezes every single individual. But the grave of the pious person, the grave of someone who was a person who offered his 5 daily prayers, who believed in Allah, who believed in the correct beliefs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the correct beliefs of the prophets, the correct beliefs about Islam, the one who established his salah, the one who paid his zakah, the one who offered the fast of Ramadan, the one who went to Hajj, who completed his faraid, who stayed away from sins, the one who did not backbite, the one that did not lie or slander anyone, the one that did not have hatred in his heart, the one who did not break promises, the one that did not swear, the one that did not watch wrongful things on their mobile phones, the ones that did not listen to the music, the one that did not do anything to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when they are lowered in the grave will squeeze them, but it will squeeze them like a mother squeezes a child. So very nice and gently, the grave will squeeze that person. But the person who is a disbeliever, the person who disrespected Islam, the person who disrespected the Prophet, the one who was disobedient to Allah, who displeased Allah, the one who committed crimes, the one who drank alcohol, the one who committed fornication, the one who listened to music, the one who missed his prayers, who missed his fasts, the one that had no recollection or no reflection upon what actions he's doing and was completely immersed in sins, then that individual, my dear viewers on Madani channel, the grave will squeeze him to such an extent that his rib cage, they will interlock with each other. The ribs will interlock with each other. That's how much he will be pressed and squeezed in the grave. And the grave will become darkened for him. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala an, went to the graveyard and saw a procession and sat next to the grave pondering. Someone asked him that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, why you sat next to the grave alone? He radiallahu an replied that this grave called me and said that, O Umar bin Abdul Aziz, why don't you ask me how I treat those who come inside of me? I said to the grave that, do tell me please, tell me what happens to those that go inside of you. The grave then said that when a person comes into me, I tear his shroud and tear his body into pieces and eat his flesh. And then the grave asked that, are you not going to ask me what I do with his joints? I said that, O grave, tell me. The grave then said, I separate his hands from his wrists, his knees from his calves, and his calves from his feet. Saying this, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz began weeping uncontrollably. And after he recovered, he said the following words, that, O brothers, we are living in this world for a very short period of time. Those who are in authority in this world will be disgraced in the hereafter. Those who had wealth in this world will be destitute, will be poor in the hereafter. Those who are young will become old, and those who are alive will die. You should not be deceived by the attractions of this world. You are aware that it will soon depart, it will soon leave you. Where are those that used to recite the Holy Quran? Where are those who performed Hajj? Where are those who kept Siyam in the month of Ramadan? How the earth treated their bodies, how the insects of the graves ate their flesh, what happened to their bones and their joints. By Allah, they used to sleep in comfortable beds, in soft beds in this world. But now they are living and lying down in narrow graves, leaving their families and their homes. Their children are wandering on their streets. Their widows have remarried again. Their relatives have become occupied and their homes have been occupied and their wealth has been distributed amongst inheritance. By Allah, some of those are fortunate that they are enjoying in their graves, and by Allah, some are being punished in their graves. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, he continues to say that, O unwise people, today at the time of the death of your father, at the time of death of your son, your brother, you close their eyes, you bathe them, you wrap them in a shroud, you carry their dead body on your shoulders, you go along the funeral procession with them, you bury them in the narrow grave. Remember, all of this will happen to you one day. If only I was aware that which cheek of mine will rot first in the grave. Saying this, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, radiallahu anhu, he wept so bitterly that he became unconscious, he fainted, and he departed from this world a week after. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Faqih Abu Laysa Marqandi, rahmatullah alayhi, he narrates that every day, the grave makes this call 5 times a day, that, oh man, you walk on my back, but my stomach is your abode. Oh man, you eat delicious foods on me, but soon insects will eat you in my grave. Oh man, you laugh while standing on my back, but soon you will weep after you have entered me. Oh man, you make merry on my back, but soon you'll be grieved in me. Oh man, you commit sins on my back, soon you will be punished in me. It's narrated that after a soul is removed from the body and 7 days pass, it humbly asks in the court of Allah that, O Allah, O my Lord, grant me the permission to know the condition of my body. So the permission is granted to the soul. It comes to the grave and it sees from a distance and observes that the body has changed, with water flowing from its nostrils, from water flowing from its mouth and its eyes. It says to the body that you have lost your great beauty and you are now in this condition. Saying this, the soul then returns back. After another 7 days, again it takes permission and visits the grave again from a distance, and it sees that water of the dead body's mouth has turned into blood mixed with pus. The water of the eyes has turned into pure pus, and the water of the nostrils has turned into blood. It says to the body that you are now in this condition, and saying this, it now returns back. And again, after 7 days, it comes to the body. He sees it from a distance and he sees that the eyeballs have come out of the sockets and are laying on the cheeks. And pus has turned into insects, and insects are entering through his mouth and coming out through his nose. It says to the body that you used to be cared for, but now this is your condition. By Allah, besides piety and good deeds, nothing benefited anyone in their grave. My dear viewers of Madani channel, surely death of relatives, death of friends, death of people from the community is a reminder, a wake-up call for all of us that we will also soon be lowered into our dark graves, that we will also experience death, go through the pangs of death, go through bathing of the body, go through shrouding of the body, go through lowering into the grave, go through the questions of the grave. But what preparation have we made, my dear viewers of Madani channel? This is the question that we need to answer. This is the reality that we need to come forward to. That what have I done to prepare myself for the grave? What have I done to prepare myself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What face am I going to show to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment? This is what me and you need to think about. My dear viewers of Madani channel, hadith in Sunan Tirmidhi states that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the grave is either a pit of hell or one of the gardens of paradise. We need to decide, are my actions that deserve that my grave be from the grave of the pits of hell or from the gardens of paradise? Sayyidina Sufyan Sauri rahmatullah alayhi states, the one who often mentions his grave finds it to be the gardens of paradise, and the one who is neglectful of his grave finds it to be from the pits of hell. So we need to remember our grave. We need to remember our hereafter. That is what will keep us on the track of piety. That is what will keep us on the track of goodness. When we remember that sooner or later we will die, when we remember that we will be lowered into the dark grave, then this will keep us away from sins. This will keep us prepared to our true abode, to our true living place, which is the grave. Sayyidina Sabit Bunani rahmatullahi alayhi states, that I entered a graveyard. When I was about to leave, I heard that someone said, O Thabit, do not be deceived by the silence of those people who are living in their graves. Many of them are amongst those who are being grieved. Many of them are amongst those who are being grieved. We see when we go to the graveyard, we see that there's flowers on the grave. The grave on top looks beautiful. But what is happening inside of the grave? We have no knowledge of what's happening inside of the grave, but many of them will be going through many torments, many punishments of the grave. We pray to Allah that may Allah save us from these torments and these punishments of the grave. In Sharh al-Sudur, Imam al-Suyuti, he states that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Ubaid radiallahu ta'ala, and he narrated that when the people accompanying the deceased return, the deceased person sits and hears their footsteps. No one talks to him before the grave, and the grave says to him that, O man, did you not hear about my conditions? Were you not frightened by my narrowness, my unpleasant smell, by the terror and my insects? If that was the case, then what preparation did you make for me? The grave will ask you, the first thing that will ask you in the grave is the grave itself. That what preparation did you make for me in the grave? Sayyidina Abu Zar Ghifari, rahmatullah alayhi, he states, shall I not tell you of the day of my helplessness? That day is when I will be lowered into the dark grave. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala an, he used to visit the graves and he would cry so much, he would shed tears so much to the extent that his beard would become wet due to it. People asked him that, why don't you cry about paradise or about hellfire more than you cry about the grave? So his reply was that I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that undoubtedly the grave is the first stage of the afterlife. If the deceased gets salvation, if he gets successful at this stage, then the subsequent matters are easy for him. And if he does not get salvation, if he's not successful at this stage, then the matters after it become more severe. The grave is the first station. The first station for either our salvation or our severe punishment in the hereafter. If we pass the first station, then inshallah, the actions after, they will inshallah be easy upon us. But if we struggle in the first hurdle, if we are unable to answer the questions, if we are tormented in the grave, then it's very likely that in the hereafter as well, we will be tormented and punished as well. In Sunan Tirmidhi, it said that the Prophet ﷺ said that the scene of the grave is the most frightening of all scenes. Allahu Akbar. Nowadays, we're just so heedless of the grave. We don't even think about our true abode, our true reality that we will soon face. We're just living our life in our luxuries, doing our daily work, visiting different types of places. But we don't really think about that our reality is that one day our final abode will be the grave. We need to prepare for it, my dear viewers of Madreen Channel. It's mentioned that when a deceased is lowered into the grave, when a person who is passed away, he is lowered into the grave, he is then tormented. And the people who are in neighborhood of the grave, the other people who are in proximity of that person in their graves, they say out to him that, oh, the one who has come from the world, did you not learn a lesson from our death? Did you not see how our deeds discontinued? And have you not been given the chance to perform deeds, but you wasted your time? Every part of the grave calls out to him and says, oh, the one who walked on the earth arrogantly. Me and you nowadays, what do? We got a bit of money in our bank accounts. We've got a good car. We got a good house. We start walking boastfully. Yes, I'm the big man. What does the grave say? That, oh, those who walked on the earth arrogantly, why did you not learn a lesson from those who had died? Did you not see how people lifted your dead relatives, one after another, taking them to the graves? Did you not see this? And we see this. Everyone experiences a family death. Isn't that enough of a lesson for us? That person that has passed away, sooner or later, that will be me as well. People will be shrouding me. People will be bathing me. People will be holding me in my coffin and lowering me into my grave. That will also be me. I will have to experience that as well. But we are just so heedless that we just boastfully walk on the streets thinking that we own everything, thinking that we own people's lives, thinking that we can show a bit of anger to someone and he will then lower himself in front of us. And we are arrogant about ourselves. Remember, you are walking on the streets. And who you think you are? You are walking on the streets and you have najasat, you have impurity inside of your body. That is your state. That is the state of a human, that he walks boastfully on the ground. He walks boastfully on the streets. He thinks he's a big man, he's a big shotter. But truly, he's walking around with najasa, with filth in his body, with filth in his stomach, with smell in his stomach. This is the reality of the human body. And when he is lowered into the grave, when he passes away, he won't even be able to move a limb. He will be lowered into the grave and his body will disintegrate. This is the state of a human body. Why do we boastfully walk on the streets? Why do we think that we're the best of the best? We're the biggest shotters. We need to realize our reality. Dear viewers of Madinah Shah, when a person is lowered into the grave and the people bury him, they pour soil over him and they walk away from the grave, leave him alone. What happens at that time? Two angels come to the grave, ripping the grave apart with their large teeth. They will look very fierce and fires in their eyes. They will sit up the deceased and ask him three questions. They will ask him that, Man Rabbuka, who is your Lord? The person that was a sinful person, the person who never believed in Allah, the person that disobeyed Allah, that displeased Allah, he will say, Hayhata, hayhata la adri, that go away, I'm sorry, I don't know. He will not be able to answer the first question. The second question will be asked, the Madiruka, that what is your religion? The person who never acted upon the commandments of Islam, the person who was not a believer of Islam, a follower of Islam, he will then be surely in disgrace. He will say, Hayhata, hayhata la adri, that go away, I don't know, I don't know. And then the third question will be asked, the ma kunta taqulu fi hadha rajul, that what did you used to say about this person? A person that never recognized the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, a person that never loved the Prophet ﷺ, a person that never read upon his seerah, a person that was away from the love of the Prophet ﷺ, a person that did not believe in the Prophet ﷺ, he won't be able to answer. He will say, Hayhata, hayhata la adri, that I'm sorry, I don't know anything. And then the punishment will then start in his grave. He will be struck with grief, and the person's shroud will then turn to a shroud made from hell. His bed will be a bed of fire, and snakes and scorpions will come and pounce on him, and he will be tormented in his grave. On the other hand, my dear viewers of Madani channel, if we are the ones that strictly follow the Sharia, that strictly follow the commandments of Allah, the commandments of the Quran, the commandments of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we pray our salah, we fast in the month of Ramadan, we pay our zakat, we are righteous, we do good deeds, we help one another, we join tithes of our family members, we don't break tithes, we don't lie, we don't cheat, we don't deceive people, we don't steal, we don't do crime, we make people happy, we don't give them sorrow, then inshallah, when these three questions are asked, Man Rabbuka, who is your Lord? Then inshallah, we will answer that Rabbi Allah, that my Lord is Allah. My Creator is Allah. When it is asked, Ma Dinuka, what is your religion? Then we will be able to reply that this is the religion that I followed in my life. I know what this religion is. We will say, Dini al-Islam, that my religion is Islam. And when it is asked about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that ma kunta taqulu fi hadha rajul, then we will reply that huwa rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is my messenger, my beloved rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear viewers of Madinah channel, then after this the heavenly doors will open for that individual and he will be living in a life of luxury. His grave will be as far as I can see. He will be made to lay down on a heavenly bed and he will have light, nur, in his grave and he will enjoy his grave and he will be made to sleep like the sleep of a bride. And then on the day of judgment, he will be woken for the day of reckoning. My dear viewers of Madani channel, may Allah have mercy upon us and make our graves from the graves of the gardens of paradise. Give us death with iman. And Ya Allah, we ask in your court, Ya Allah, that you save us from the punishments of the grave. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, help me understanding of Islam. Allah, help me understanding of Islam.